interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
This is the Awakening Podcast with Michael Kibiski. Welcome to the Awakening Podcast with me, Michael Kibiski. Hey everyone, how you doing? How you doing?
How goes it?
Welcome to the very first podcast episode of 2022. This is season 3, episode 1. No time to sleep. Yep. No time to sleep. So how is everyone? How was their holidays, I should say? Christmas, New Year's, and let's go all the way back to Thanksgiving. How was that for you guys? How are you doing? Well, I'm good myself. Thank you for asking. Not that you asked, but no. Anyways, doing great. Life is good. God is good. All right. So, yeah, we're actually coming back at you this season with a brand new podcast episode in a new season, season 3. It's here. Yep. So I'm back. So, all right, we're going to get to it and start. And I'm going to do one important thing before we actually dive right in, and that's pray. And that's what I like to do with all these podcasts is pray and open this time of prayer. So, dear Lord, I thank you for the people that are listening to this podcast right now, Lord. Lord, I pray that they would hear your words, God, not just my words, Lord, but that they would hear what the word of the Lord is speaking to them, God. That would help awaken, God, not just their thinking, but it'll awaken up their heart, their mind, and their soul, Father God. That they would come to know you even more through this message that you have taught me to tell them, Lord. Anoint my words, Father God. Anoint my words, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for having me do this, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you in your name, Lord. Amen. All right, guys. So, what I have here is something God placed in my heart. Actually, the other day when I was actually sleeping, of all things, he gave me this message to give to you. And actually, funnily enough, it's entitled No Time to Sleep. And so I'm going to let you hear that, the message that he gave me to give to you. So, alright. So, during the beginning of the year, it seems that Matthew 11:28 becomes the verse of the church during the new year. Always, it seems like, that it becomes this. And Matthew 11:28 is, if you don't know it, it says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of those who are weary and carry burdens, heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.'" Well, you know what? The problem with this is that we as the church have been resting for too long. And that's why the world is the way that it is now. Yep. And that's why it is the way it is. Because we have been sleeping as the church. And we've been resting for way too long. And we've fallen away, fallen asleep spiritually. But you know what? Nah, it's time for the church to wake up. You know, I do believe that Matthew 11:28, yes, it's relevant for today. I agree. I can't say that I'm totally against it, because if I was totally against it, then I would say that I'm against the Bible. But you know, we can't take a year to rest. Resting is for those who have worked. And that's what God did. God, He created the world in 6 days. But then on the seventh day, He rested. And that doesn't necessarily that He rested. He also, He threw a celebration for what He did. He celebrated on the seventh day. You know, I believe that resting is more for, more just for the end of the year. You know, celebrating Thanksgiving, celebrating Christmas, and New Year's Eve anyways. And that's more of a time, that's when we can rest, with the fruit of our labor, celebrate the fruit of our labor, and hang out with our family and our friends. That's where the resting part more comes in, I believe. That's my opinion. But in a new year, it's time that we get our hands dirty and do what God has called us to do and spiritually awaken. Definitely, we need to. I believe that 2022 is the year that the church is spiritually going to awaken. Definitely. This is a new year, and it is a year full of harvest. But I'm going to read to you this. This is Matthew 9, verses 35 through 38 in the New Living Translation. It says, Jesus traveled through all the towns and the villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues, announcing the good news about the kingdom. And He healed every kind of disease and illness. You know, side note here, if Jesus were here today, well, I mean, He is, but if He was actually walking on the face of the planet, He'd go to the people and heal the coronavirus, definitely. back to the verse. When He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them, because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to His disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask Him to send more workers into the fields." That was Matthew 9:35-38. What did Jesus do in the towns and the villages and the synagogues? Huh? What did He do? He healed every kind of disease and sickness. If we say that we are Christian, that means that we, you know, we're supposed to be like Christ. You're called to do as Jesus did. We have Jesus living inside of us. So we're called to be like Him. We're called not to just pray for people, but we're called to heal the sick and raise the dead. Heal the sick, and this verse says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give freely as you have received. That was Matthew 10, verse 8. And the New Living Translation again, because that's what I use. But the Bible says in Ephesians, it says this, in Ephesians 1, Chapter 1, verses 19 through 22, says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in Him. And this is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else. So that says right there that God is and has a higher authority more than Mr. Biden does. Not only, back to the verse, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. That was Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. You know what? We have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and it lives within us. It's time for us to get busy and through the work of the Holy Spirit, raise the dead, cast out demons, heal the sick. But you know what the problem with the seeker-sensitive church is? It likes to entertain the church. It likes to entertain the culture. And they don't believe that necessarily. They don't believe that healing is for today. When the Bible clearly states in these verses that I just read, that healing is for today. And you know, the Bible is the same yesterday. The Bible and God are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, we can't pick and choose what parts of Bible that we want to necessarily follow. Yes, they're to some extent, we don't need to go as far as literal, like not eating pork and stuff, and that's kind of Old Testament. Yes, we believe in the Bible, but there's a certain extent that you go to of the Bible. But you know what? It's time for the church to wake up and get its hands dirty. It's time that we awaken. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 in the NLT states. It states, "For the light makes everything visible." This is why it said, "Awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." You know, it's not time to sleep. The world needs Jesus. And we've been too busy entertaining ourselves, entertaining the world, and the angels. And we've forgotten that there's a world beyond our four walls of our churches. There's our backyard. There's our city, our state. And yes, there is there's our world. But too many times we have more of a look, a vision of what's in the world, in like different countries, more than we actually do have of our own backyard or our own city or state. You know, there's a difference. I like this quote, basically, from the guy's name is Russell Johnson. He's awesome. He is from the Pursuit Northwest Church. It's Snohomish, Washington. I heard him say this, actually. And I wrote it down, and I really love it. I appreciate it. And, yes, it's political. And, but I'm gonna talk about it because it's about being awake. And, so there's a difference between being woke, and being woke is basically what the left-wing communist type of people want. And then there's a difference being awake. Being woke is demonic, and it's a demonic counterfeit to being awake. When you are woke, your higher calling is to please culture. And you know what? There is even churches out there that are woke. But when we are awake, our highest calling is to please Christ. When we are woke, we confess our privilege to please progressives. When we are awake, we confess our sin to Christ so that we may be healed. When we are woke, being politically correct is our top priority. When we are awakened, being biblically correct is our top priority. When you are woke, you are saved by activism. But when you are awake, you're saved by God's grace. You know, I love that. That is so awesome. That was so good. I appreciate that from Russell Johnson. So good, bro. So good. But you know what? It's time for the church to wake up. To be awake. Not awoke. Not woken. It's a time for the church to be awake. We, you know what? We are at the beginning of the end. You know, it says in Revelations 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, it says to the this to the church in Sardis. And in a way, we are kind of the church of Sardis. It says, write this letter to the angel of the church of Sardis. This is a message from one who has the sevenfold spirit of God and the seven stars. I know all the things you do, and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Wake up! Strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. I find that your actions do not meet the requirements of my God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first. Hold it firmly. Repent and turn to me again. If you don't wake up, I will come to you suddenly, as unexpected as a thief. And that's written in the red letters. So basically, that's saying, come back to the heart of God. Come back to Jesus. Come back to Him, our first love. If not, He's going to come like an unexpected thief. And it's time that we wake up, friends. It's time that we listen to what God is saying, and we wake up. You know what? There is now is not a time to sleep. It's not a time to rest. You know what? And it must be our way of life that we don't rest. No time to sleep. It's got to be our lifestyle. We must be awake and ready for what may come our way. When I was a kid, I was called I was a Royal Ranger, which was Christian Boy Scoutings. And basically, we had a thing called the code and the motto. And it was ready for anything, ready to work, play, serve, obey, worship, live, and etc. But they were basically told us that we need to be alert, we need to be on guard. And also, alert was, a Royal Ranger is alert. He is mentally, physically, spiritually alert. I'm just gonna say this for you because it's cool. So what I just said. So clean. A Royal Ranger is clean, body, mind, and speech. Honest, he does not lie, cheat, or steal. Courageous, he is brave in spite of danger, criticisms, or threats. Loyal, he is faithful to his church, family, what they call outpost, or a ranger's part, and his friends. Courteous, he is polite, kind, and thoughtful. Obedient, he obeys his parents, leaders, and those in authority. Spiritual, he prays, reads the Bible, and witnesses. And like I said earlier, ready is the meaning of the motto. Ready for anything. Ready to work, play, serve, worship, live, and obey God's word. They changed it a little bit since I was in it. But, yeah, those two things stuck out to me. Have always stuck out to me ever since I was a kid. Being alert and being ready. But, you know, Russell Wilson, he's the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. And he used to stay up most of the night watching tape for the next day of what's to come, you know, to basically to study his opponents in order for the Seahawks to win. And he would study that all the time so that he could take them down. And, yeah, I don't know if he still does it now to this day, but he had a motto and they put it on Nike shirts. It was, no time to sleep. And, my question is, what if the church did that? What if we were alert and, we were ready? But, you know what? The church must be awake and it must be on guard. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. It says, be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. It says, stay alert for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls like a lion, seeking for whom he may devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your love of believers, remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of persecution and suffering that you are. What do you mean persecution? You're probably wondering. Well, you know what? If we're not awake, we can fall for anything. If we're not alert, we can be caught off guard, and we can fall for anything. We will let the culture impact us like they have, and we start entertaining the culture instead of impacting the culture. And if we are not awake, we will let the government of this land shut down our church and do what they want to us to try and stop us and try to stop us by silencing the name of God. And that's what they've done to most of our churches around the world. Speaking of that, definitely in Australia, they can't meet inside the churches at all. And I'm not sure, I haven't heard if any churches in Australia have taken a stand against that or not. There may be meeting underground. I'm not sure. Who knows? There's a big church in Australia that I don't even think they're meeting at all because they're going by these mandates. They weren't alert. And, which is Hillsong. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about them, what they're doing, if they're meeting or not. But I know they have a nationwide Hillsong as well too. But yeah, it's time that we become awakened. That we become alert. The church becomes alert. And the church becomes awakened. so much. It's time for the church to wake up. It's time. It's time. No more playing games, church. No more bless me club. It's time to wake up. Yes. Yeah. All right, I'm going to pray for you guys. I'm going to send you off. I'm going to pray for you. That's awesome. It's awesome that what God is about to do. Get ready. Get ready, church. That's all I got to say. Get ready. Are you ready, 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 ready? Ring-a-ding-a-ding-ding. good friend. Shout out to Godfrey Bertel. But I'm just going to pray, close this out by a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for the people that are listening to this podcast, God. I pray that you bless them, wherever they're listening to this. God, thank you for them just taking time out of their day to listen to this, Father God, with the words that you have spoken to me to speak to them, Father God. God, I pray for the church of the world of America, God, to wake up spiritually, Father God, to spiritually wake up, God, that we are done playing games, we are done playing church, and it's time for us to be the church, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's time that we stop arguing amongst ourselves as the church, among denominations, and that we realize that doesn't matter what denomination we are, that we are the church, and we are called to wake up spiritually. We are called to be the church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God, I pray for the pastors, maybe even listen to this, Father God, that they decided to just go online as an online service, that they decided that they weren't, that they were not alert. They were caught off guard. This enemy got to them, and they decided to bow down to the ways and the things of this world. But God, I pray that they spiritually wake up. They wake up spiritually, Father God. Yes, Lord, and I pray for the people listening to this podcast. Maybe that they're spiritually sleeping, Father God. That maybe they've never had an encounter of you, Father God. God, I pray that you encounter them wherever they're at right now, Father God. Maybe they don't know that they are children of God. That they just need you, Father God. They need a touch from you. They need to know that they are daughters and sons in you. That you're there for them, Lord. That you'll never leave them or forsake them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you're a better father than their own earthly father, God. That you'll have your arms wide open, Father God, for them. That you love them. That you'll never leave them or forsake them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Jesus, you're worthy. Thank you, Lord. Your name, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. And amen. Well, thank you, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's been exciting. It's been real. Thank you so much. God is ready to do something here on the face of this planet. The church is going to alive, and it's going to wake up even more than it has before. And something greater is in store and about to come here in 2022. Love you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Awakening Podcast with Michael Kibitzky. Please like, subscribe,
and share this podcast to all your social media platforms. Remember, one love, one hope, one God. Have a blessed day.